everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, it's time for our profile article. That is a lesson that shares the story of a particular person. Today's lesson is about someone you might recognize from recent movies. We will learn more about that later. So, who are we talking about today? Our lesson's title will give you a hint. Our lesson today is called Bryce Dallas Howard. Who are we talking about? You guessed it, Bryce Dallas Howard. And of course, today we have some phrases that we're going to learn. And the first one is to make a mark or make a mark. What does that mean? You'll find out. And the phrase, no exception. No exception. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's get started. Come on.
Bryce Dallas Howard. This actress with a famous last name is making her own mark in Hollywood.
Many young girls adore their fathers, and Bryce Dallas Howard is no exception. Her dad is her mentor, and she says it's because of him that she's acting today. Her father, Ron Howard, is an award-winning director and former actor. In fact, Bryce was born into a family of actors, including her grandparents, an uncle, and both parents. That means Bryce is a third-generation actor. Some might assume that Howard's parents pushed her into the profession because of her impressive family history in acting.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 adore 这个动词。Adore 在这里是指钦佩、崇拜或者是爱戴。例如 Joanna adores her mother and she wants to be just like her when she grows up. Joanna 非常崇拜妈妈，希望长大之后就能够跟妈妈一样。或者是 even now the Beatles are adored by many music fans. 披头士乐团到现在仍然深受许多乐迷的爱戴。Adore 也指爱慕或喜爱，例如 Pamela adores Japanese cuisine. Pamela 非常喜欢日本料理。Adore 的形容词是 adorable, A-D-O-R-A-B-L-E, 意思是指可爱的。例如 an adorable kitty, 一只讨人喜爱的小猫咪。接下来我们看的是 profession 这个名词。Profession 是指职业，通常是需要专业训练或者是技能的专业。例如Jonah's profession as a pilot gave him plenty of opportunity to see different parts of the world. Jonah 其实这份职业让他有许多看遍全世界的机会。如果要说某一个人的职业是什么的话，是用 by profession 这个说法。例如 Kathy is a nurse by profession. Kathy 的职业是护士。她的形容词是字尾加上 al 变成 professional， 意思是专业的或者是职业的。例如 Brian is a professional golfer. Brian 是位职业的高尔夫球选手。 All right, it's time for us to talk about Bryce Dallas Howard. Now, I found this actress extremely fascinating because she seemed to have a different type of upbringing than a lot of actors and actresses.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that even though she was born into a family of actors and actresses, her parents made a decision that she couldn't actually start acting until she was older. I believe it was 18. So I think that's actually a little unusual for this type of individual or a person that's born into that type of family.
That's right. You're right about that. A lot of actors or singers or celebrities, want their children to start doing something similar from a very young age and try to push them in that direction. So Bryce Dallas Howard is a bit different.
That's right. We read, this actress with a famous last name is making her own mark in Hollywood. Now, before we continue, let's talk about the phrase to make one's mark or to make a mark. This just means that someone is doing something to make an impact, to make a difference, or to do something that is recognized by other people.
That's right. So a few months ago, the famous scientist Stephen Hawking passed away, or he died. But he definitely made a mark in the world. And he has helped us to understand a lot more about space and especially black holes and other things. He made a big mark.
And we read about Bryce Dallas Howard, how she is making her own mark in Hollywood. Many young girls adore their fathers. And Bryce Dallas Howard is no exception. Now, we want to talk about the phrase, no exception. Now, you know what it means if there is an exception. However, if there's no exception, it just means that everyone is a certain way or everyone will get a certain thing, including the very thing specified.
So you could use this to talk about many situations. Every summer I go swimming. This summer is no exception. Every Christmas my family would go down to Kunding, and this year is no exception. Actually, this year is an exception. We won't be in Kending. So the opposite of no exception is that it is an exception.
That's right. And Bryce Dallas Howard is no exception, meaning that she, like lots of young girls, adore their father. Her dad is her mentor, and she says it's because of him that she's acting today. Well, that says a lot about how she views her father.
Right. So her father, who is he? Ron Howard, is an award-winning director and former actor. And I mentioned a few months ago that he directed A Beautiful Mind, that movie with Russell Crowe, and I thought it was a very good movie. Maybe you've seen that movie as well. And he used to do a lot of acting as a child in the Andy Griffith Show, that black and white TV series. Rebecca, did you ever see the Andy Griffith Show?
I actually never did get into watching the Andy Griffith Show, but I know a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. I guess I was one of the exceptions.
Right. Well, it's a fun American classic TV series. Well, in fact, Bryce was born into a family of actors, including her grandparents, an uncle, and both parents. That means Bryce is a third-generation actor, 3G.
We read, with such an impressive family history in acting, some might assume that Howard's parents pushed her into the profession. Now, let's take a look at this phrase, to push someone into something. This means that you encourage someone so much to do something, well, you almost kind of make them do it.
Right. What could people push you into? Don't push me into signing that contract. Let me take some time to decide for myself.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, do you know anyone famous?
Maybe you don't personally know a famous person, but you might have a friend who knows a famous person.
Or maybe a friend of a friend of a friend knows someone famous. When we talk about this type of situation, we use the phrase degree of separation.
Each person on this chain is one degree of separation. So if a friend of a friend knows a famous person, then there are 2 degrees of separation between you and the famous person.
There is even a theory that suggests there are only 6 degrees of separation between you and any other person on the planet. It's simply a matter of finding the right person to introduce you to the right friend, who can then introduce you to the other right friend, and so on.
Back in 2008, this theory received some support when Microsoft conducted a study of billions of electronic messages and concluded that there were approximately 6.6 degrees of separation between any two strangers.
So, who knows? Maybe you can find the right person to introduce you to the right person to help you further your career, reach a goal, or even realize a lifelong dream. People really aren't as separated as we might think.
或许你没有什么有影响力的名人朋友，但是你的朋友或是你朋友的朋友，也许有一些这样的朋友。今天学的 degree of separation 分隔理论，就是在表达两个素不相识的人透过特定的方式可能会产生连结。例如，你朋友的朋友跟你并不认识，那他跟你之间就有 two degrees of separation 二度间隔的关系。如果是朋友的朋友的朋友，那就是三度间隔。哈佛大学一位教授根据这个概念，试着透过实验来证明平均只需要透过六个朋友的关系就可以联系两个互不相识的美国人，也就是所谓的 six degrees of separation。 所以这个世界并非你想象的那么大，或许你可以根据这个理论来建立一些人脉，来帮助你实现你的理想。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Bryce Dallas Howard. Now, we've already learned a little bit about her childhood. We learned that she loved her father. Actually, I think her father was probably her hero. We also learned that Howard was born into a family of actors and actresses. Well, right now, we have a little bit more to learn about her upbringing.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Instead, they raised Howard, her brother, and sisters in rural Connecticut, far from the Hollywood limelight. There, the kids experienced a normal childhood. They also learned the value of work, doing things such as cleaning out the goat's barn, repairing the roof, and more. But Howard wasn't kept away from her father's business entirely. She spent a lot of time on his film sets with famous stars such as Tom Hanks. It was this exposure that helped Howard realize movie making is less about being famous and more about hard, fulfilling work.
OK， 继续我们看 limelight 这个名词。limelight 原本是指舞台使用的一种燃烧石灰的照明灯，但是在这里延伸为众人注目的焦点，而且都是使用单数型，前面会加上定冠词的。例如 ，This child star has been in the limelight since she was 6 years old。这位童星从6岁开始就是大众瞩目的焦点。如果是想要出风头的话，是用 hog。H-O-G 贪心占取的这个动词，例如 This actor is famous enough to not have to hog the limelight， 这位演员已经有名到不需要去抢风头了。最后我们看的是 exposure 这个不可数名词， E-X 这个字首是指向外的， P-O-S 这个字根是指放置，所以 exposure 是指曝露或接触。如果要说明接触什么的话，是用 to 这个介系词，例如 early exposure to violence in the media is harmful to children， 过早接触媒体中的暴力对孩子是有害的，或者是 prolonged exposure to the sunlight can cause severe sunburn， 长时间曝晒于阳光下可能会引起严重的晒伤。 exposure 也指揭露或曝光，例如 exposure to the political scandal forced the governor to quit， 这桩政治丑闻的曝光迫使州长辞官。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So now we're going to learn a little bitabout Bryce Dallas Howard's upbringing. We read, instead, they raised Howard, her brother and sisters in rural Connecticut, far from the Hollywood limelight. Now we want to take a look at the phrase far from. If something is far from something else, it means that it's not close at all.
That's right, and you could talk aboutdistance, like in our lesson, okay, they were far from Hollywood, far from California, on the other side of the country, in a rural place, okay? But you could also use this phrase to talk about things that are not distance. For example, this lesson today is far from over. That means it's not close to being finished yet. The show was okay, but it was far from a professional show. That means...It was okay. The quality wasn't that great.
Oh, that's a little disappointing when you have these high expectations for a film and then it's far from what you expected. Disappointing. But here in our lesson, I think that it's great that Howard was raised in a family far from the Hollywood limelight. There the kids experienced a normal childhood.Now let's take a look at the phrase normal childhood. I think it's a little tricky to actually say what a normal childhood is because I think everyone's idea of normal might be a little different. But from my perspective, a normal childhood is when someone, you know, is raised in a family with a mom and dad. They go to school, they have family dinners, they have family time, they're...educated, and they do activities that help build them up and build their confidence.
That's right, and perhaps you could say that their childhood is similar to the majority of other kids, right? A lot of other kids have similar experiences, so it's more of a normal thing. And the idea here in our lesson is that some actors or celebrities, they make their kids go to...really expensive schools, or not even go to school. They have to do acting or different things, and maybe they just have a tutor. And so they're in this new world, this different world, and they're not experiencing what a lot of other kids experience. So that would not be a normal childhood. But Bryce Dallas Howard had a normal childhood.
That's right. And we also read, they also learned the value of work.Doing things such as cleaning out the goat's barn, repairing the roof, and more. Well, that sounds like a very good thing to learn how to do. Repair the goat's barn.
Right. Just helping out around the house and doing things like that. I think the idea is that her parents didn't want her to feel like she was more special than other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed to have the same experiences.As other people. We read on here, but Howard wasn't kept away from her father's business entirely. She spent a lot of time on his film sets with famous stars such as Tom Hanks.
Ooh, it was this exposure that helped Howard realize movie making is less about being famous and more about hard, fulfilling work. Now let's take a look at this phrase, less about something.And more about something else. You can use this phrase when you want to say that something isn't just about one thing, but rather it is about something else.
That's right. So, for example, some people think that Christianity is just about religion. Well, it is a little bit, but it's less about religion and more about relationship, a relationship with our Creator, of course. Studio Classroom.We try to be entertaining sometimes, but it's less about entertainment and more about education.
That's right. And of course, more about trying to encourage you all to practice your English. Well, right now it's time for us to go do a challenge. Let's do the
SC Challenge. Yes.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge. And of course, with us today, we have two very special guests that you might recognize. Let's meet them now.
Hi everyone, I'm David, and I'm going to win again today.
Hmm. I'm Joe, and I'm definitely going to win, David.
Okay, we'll see. So Joe thinks he's going to win, and David thinks he's going to win. But we can only have one winner, so we will find out who will win. Well, today's lesson, as you know, is about Bryce Dallas Howard. And let's go ahead and get right into these questions. First, according to the lesson, who do you think Bryce Dallas Howard's hero is? A, her mom. B, her sister. C, her teacher. Or D, her dad. Yes, Joe?
It's C, her teacher.
C, her teacher. That's a great answer. But no, that's not the right answer. Yes, David?
Is it A, her mom?
A, her mom. No, that's not the correct answer. Try again. Yes.
B, her sister?
B, her sister. No, I'm sorry. That's not the answer. Yes, David, what is the answer?
It is D, her dad.
That is correct. The answer is D, her dad. Next question. Which of the following words means spotlight? A, limelight. B, profession. C, actor. Or D, center. Yes, Joe.
A, limelight.
A, limelight. Yes, that is correct. So right now, Joe has one point and David has one point. This is the game point. What did Bryce realize early on about movie making? A, it was easy. B, it was hard work. C, it wasn't fun. Or D, it was boring. Yes, Joe?
Is it B, it's hard work?
B, it was hard work? Yes, that is correct. Well, Joe does have 2 points and David has one. So our winner today is Joe. Congratulations. And friends, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you all next time. So Gabe, what inspired you about Bryce Dallas Howard?
Well, I was thinking about her upbringing. She said she had a normal childhood. And I think it's a good reminder if your parents, especially if you're rich parents, you have a lot of money and success, it's still important to try to let your kids have a normal childhood and do things that are a little bit challenging or difficult sometimes. It's good for them.
I agree. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.